Almost 2 million acres of forest land are in flames today across 8 mostly western states. Authorities with the National Interagency Fire Center say although the number of fires is about average for this time of year, the acreage they cover is twice as large as usual. The Missionary Ridge Fire burning near Durango, Colorado is not the largest western fire, but as Mitch Tyke reports, it's one of the firefighters' top priorities because of the number of people and structures in its path and its unpredictability.
The hillside above Alan Logsdon's house is on fire. The flames are 3/4 of a mile away, and even though he wasn't officially ordered out, Logsdon and his wife packed their car and left.
At about 10 o'clock, we were looking behind our neighbor's house, and a tree maybe 500 to 800 feet just exploded. It didn't burn, it exploded. And here's this candle burning up there, so my wife and I decided, okay, that's it.
The Forest Service believes the Missionary Ridge fire started June 9th, when a hot exhaust pipe ignited some underbrush. That's all it takes in many areas of the West, which received a fraction of normal precipitation this winter. Congressman Scott McGinnis, whose district includes all 3 large fires burning in Colorado, told residents at a community gathering the area's trees are more flammable than the houses.
We don't usually have, it's very rare, we have fires at this high an elevation because we have snowpack up there. But right now that wood up there is so dry that if you went and bought a piece of lumber at Home Depot, there's more wetness in that lumber than there is in some of the green trees up on top of that mountain.
McGinnis was speaking at one of the region's information meetings, where residents learn how much is burned and how many homes have been saved. That last number is especially important to Durango Fire Chief Mike Dunaway.
Our batting average is very good right now. I don't know the exact number of structures, but we've saved hundreds more than we've lost.
The fire is a complicated one, burning on ridges and in valleys and along mountain lakes. It's also producing its own weather. Tom Bird is the National Weather Service meteorologist working the Missionary Ridge fire.
What you have with forest fire is an incredible amount of fuel that just creates a very substantial amount of heat. And that creates a lot of uplift inside that heat. That air gets very hot. It wants to come up out of that fire. It's eating up the oxygen. You need some air to replace that. So you have air from surrounding the fire gets sucked into the fire and rushes in. And that's kind of what you have there. On the top of the fire, the heating creates all that lift. And there's any moisture in the air that creates cumulus cloud. And you actually get a chance of a thunderstorm over a fire if there's enough moisture.
Winds generated by the fire can launch flaming branches as much as a mile ahead of the fire lines, sending the fire in different directions. Last week, the fire even spawned what meteorologists called mini tornadoes. Bird says a small dose of rain yesterday in Durango was only a temporary break, and lower humidity and high temperatures will be the rule for at least the next 3 days. Fire officials are now trying to corner the Missionary Ridge fire in a wilderness area, where they hope it will finally burn itself out. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Durango, Colorado.